Mesechet Bamesia Peret Fav Mishnah Dalit. Asocher et apar lachrish behor. Becharash pebika. And nishba akankan pasu. Somebody who rents a cow together with the plowing equipment, and he makes up the plow in a mountainous area, and instead he plows in a valley. If the kankan broke, the kankan is a piece in the plow, the person who rented the parah with the plowing equipment is putter from paying for the value of the kankan. The reason being, as it is not his fault that the kankan broke, since it broke during the course of the plow, and even though he did not do exactly as he promised, he plowed in a valley, still he is putter, as certainly if he would have plowed in a mountainous area, it would have broke, as that is much more taxing on the plow. But if he had made up that he would plow in a valley and he instead plowed in a mountainous area, in such a case that the kankan breaks, he is chayav to pay the value of the kankan to the owner. As he did not do as he had promised, he plowed in a mountainous area, which is much more taxing on the plow, and that is why it broke, so therefore he is chayav. Somebody who rents a cow and he makes up that he would thresh kidneyous beans, and instead he threshed grain, and the cow slipped while it is threshing, and it was damaged, he is putter from paying for the damages of the cow, as he is not at fault since it slipped during the course of the threshing. Now, even though he did not do as he promised, he threshed instead of kidneyous, still he is putter, as kidneyous is much more slippery, and certainly if he would have threshed kidneyous with his cow, the cow would have slipped and fell. On the other hand, if he had made up to thresh grain and instead he threshed beans, and during the course of the threshing the parah slipped and was damaged, in such a case he would be chayav to pay for the damages to the owner of the parah, as kidneys are very slippery, and he did not do his promise. He promised he would thresh grain, and since he threshed kidneys, which are much more slippery, instead he is at fault, and therefore he is chayav to pay. Mesechet Bamesia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Hasecher et hachamor lahavi alah chetim, behavi alah saorim chayav. Somebody who rents a donkey, and he makes up with the owner that he would carry on the donkey's back wheat, and he instead carried on the donkey's back barley, and the donkey was damaged from the load. The person who rented the donkey is chayav to pay the owner for the damages, even if the weight of the sorum was the same as had he carried chitim on it, still he is chayav, as sorum has greater volume than chitim, and that extra volume could have damaged the donkey. Tvua behavi aleha teben chayiv mipnei shanefech kasha lamasut. If somebody rented a donkey and made up with the owner to carry on its back grain, and he instead carried on its back straw, then if the donkey was damaged from the weight of the straw, he is chayiv, even if the weight of the straw was the same had he carried grain on it, still he is chayiv, since the extra volume of the teben could have damaged the donkey, as it is much more difficult for the donkey to carry extra volume. Lahavi lesach chitim, behavi lesach saorim patur. If somebody rented a donkey and made up to carry on the donkey's back a lesach of chitim, a lesach is half a quart, 15 saw of chitim, and he instead carried on the donkey's back a lesach of saorim, and the donkey was damaged from the load, he is patur from paying for the damages to the owner. The reason being, as a lesech of saorim weighs less than a lesech of chitim, so that which the donkey was damaged was not because he changed the load and carried barley on it instead. Bimhosif amasao chayim. Somebody who rented a donkey and made up with the owner to carry on its back a certain weight, he would not carry more than that weight, and he instead carried an extra amount, it weighed much more, and the donkey was damaged from the weight, he is chayav to pay for the damages. V'kama Yosef amaso v'yehei chayav. How much does a person have to add onto the load of the donkey more than the amount that they made up, and he would be chayav to pay for the damages. Sumchas Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir Sa'al Lagamal Shlosha Kabin Lechamor. Sumchas says in the name of Rabbi Meir, if he rented a camel, then only if he carried an extra saw on his back would he be chayav. And if it was a donkey that he rented, then if he adds an extra 3 kop more than the amount they agreed upon, he would be chayav.